So as some of you may have seen, we put out a new draft on advisory opinion 2018-12 this morning. It was the product of a lot of hard work and back and forth, and I particularly appreciate the efforts of the vice chairman in working with me and trying to find a path forward on this. The requesters have asked for a little bit more time to review the draft, so we're not going to be discussing that today. We're going to hold it over, and hopefully we'll really and truly resolve that at the next meeting. Item six on the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
May I ask if you wouldn't mind? It might be useful for the public and for the requesters who may be listening to the meeting this morning to just kind of explain your position on the draft that you made public this morning. I for one am a little bit. We were ready to vote, as you know, last time on draft day. We told you we'd be willing to take a look at any edits. We just got something from you yesterday. We did work with you yesterday to try to come up with something that we could all agree on. But we had been waiting around for 2 weeks to hear back from you after an extensive and productive public meeting 2 weeks ago. So it just might be helpful for the requesters to kind of get the benefit of hearing your thoughts on draft C.
Well, if you would like to have a discussion on it, then we can have that discussion when it comes up on the agenda. The requesters had asked for us to hold over. We don't usually talk about it when requesters ask for things to be held over.
Well, the reason, as you know, that they asked for it to be held over is that the draft went public this morning. OGC, what time did it go public this morning? Joe?
I think it was around 8:30.
Okay. So they presumably didn't have, I don't know, Mr. Wenziger, do you want to let us know what the dynamic is on that? I assume they needed more time to look over it and to consult with their client. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I get the sense that the idea is that they need to discuss this with their client and that they didn't have enough time to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Well, as I said, when the requesters ask for something to be held over, we usually honor that request. You and I have had conversations with this. The vice chairman and I have had conversations about this. I'm sorry if you feel inconvenienced by the last few weeks.
I didn't say I was inconvenienced.
There are many matters on our agenda that have been sitting around, some of them for years at the behest of you and your colleagues. So, you know, I don't think that this is really a productive exercise in discussing delays. If you want to talk about delays at the FEC,
sure, I'm happy to.
That is
happy
a much
to. I'm
longer
ready, I'm
conversation.
Ready to talk about anything you'd like. And so then I'll just say for my part that
it hasn't been called.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were.
No, I was just describing what was going to happen at the meeting.
Okay. So you want me to talk about it not right now, but later in the meeting?
I was going to hold it over at the request of the requesters.
Okay.
I take it that you urgently want to
I just want to stay something. Where I am on the public because it's not very clear when all these drafts go out. They're not necessarily attached to any one commissioner. And so I'd just like to say to the requester and to the public where I am and you let me know when I can do that.
But okay. Why don't we get to that in the order in which it's on the agenda? I was going to hold it over, but since my colleague seems to really want to talk about it, we can talk.
I just want to state to the public where my position is. That's all.
That's fine. I'm happy for you to share your views with the public.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, as I said, I was planning at the request of the requesters who are not here, and I don't know if they are listening in, to hold over the next matter, but Commissioner Hunter has requested the opportunity to speak on this, so certainly not my intent to prevent any commissioner from speaking their minds. So we will call item 2, Draft Advisory Opinion 2018-12, Defending Digital Campaigns, Inc. I don't know if counsel wants to say anything about it.
I'll just discuss the drafts quickly.
Okay, that would be helpful.
To remind the public. The requester here asks whether it may provide or facilitate the provision of certain cybersecurity services, software, and hardware to federal candidate committees and national party committees, on a nonpartisan basis and according to predetermined objective criteria. We've discussed drafts, agenda documents 1843A and 1843B in previous open meetings, and today we have a new agenda document of this morning, 1843-C. Drafts A and C conclude that the proposal is permissible, while draft B concludes that the proposal is impermissible. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Since we're going to discuss it, and Commissioner Hunter has asked for my views, I'm happy to so state, as I think was made clear at the last meeting. I did have concerns, not about the proposal that was before us, which seems not just fine, but in fact laudatory. I have said in the past that I think, building on the last discussion, that we're in an all-hands-on-deck moment for our democracy. And it is encouraging that folks who are in the private sector as well as the public sector are focused on this and are looking for ways to help. My concern always was not with the particular proposal, but rather with the ramifications for other aspects of the law. So in hopes of trying to get to a yes to allow these folks to do what seems like could be very beneficial activity, we've been trading ideas. And as I said, I've had some productive discussions with the vice chairman. We did some last-minute wordsmithing, where literally the commissioners were sitting in a room with their pencils and saying, well, how about this and how about that, and got later in the evening and figured out that maybe the subjects and the verbs didn't quite line up in some of those sentences that got written at the last minute. So we tried to fix that. I think that draft C has the potential to be a consensus draft. Of course, we'll want to hear what the requesters and any commenters have to say on it. It approves the request using an analysis that's largely informed by one of the comments we received from the Campaign Legal Center that suggested an approach that relied on Section 30121. Am I getting the section number right? Still haven't gotten used to the new section numbers. Of the Act, the prohibition on foreign national spending, which is, of course, you know, what they're trying to do. They're trying to prevent foreign intervention. So I think that draft C is not a perfect approach from anybody's perspective. I think I wanted to see perhaps more caveats in there, and my colleagues wanted to see perhaps less, but I thought that we had reached a place where we could all live with it. And I think that's also a useful exercise for this commission to try to move off of our original starting places and find a place in between where we all can land. I think the public benefits when we are able to speak with one voice. And as I said, I very much appreciate the efforts of the vice chairman to, you know, help try and find that place. We will, if the requesters are listening out there, those are my views, and I'm looking forward to bringing this back and finally concluding this AO, which has been sitting around for a long time, but that was, as the requesters conceded, largely because they kept requesting that we delay it and ultimately provided, I think, some useful comments and some useful clarifications, and we were able to get some useful comments from the Campaign Legal Center, and I think all of that was beneficial and helped to lead us to a place where hopefully four commissioners could land. Commissioner Hunter?
Thank you. Thank you. That was helpful. I appreciate it. On my position on this, as I said earlier, it doesn't necessarily come through when you make these documents blue. You know, the public doesn't necessarily know where you stand on things. So I continue to support draft A because I don't, which I discussed last time, for the most part, because this money is not going to be made for the purpose of influencing or in connection with a federal election. It's for the purpose of preventing foreign nationals from hacking into political party campaigns, which I think we all agree with. And in the spirit of the conversation, we want to do everything we can, I think, to prevent such foreign interference. So I plan to vote for draft A when we move to a vote. But I did say that I would reluctantly support draft C in the spirit of compromise. As the chair said, the three of us sat in there last night and worked on some of this language. But I wanted to highlight on draft C, page 12, the lines 15 through 18, the yes answer is conditioned on, I'll just read the sentence. However, because this advisory opinion is premised on the threat of foreign cyber attacks against party and candidate committees and the implications those attacks have on commission enforcement of section 30121, the commission's approval is conditioned on DDC's commitment not to accept any donations from foreign nationals and its adherence to the representations described above. I don't believe I've ever conditioned anything in an AO on something that an organization is permitted under the law to do. And so in this case, I was reluctant to agree to do that, but I thought there was at least a connection with the underlying purpose of draft C, not draft A, but draft C, to prevent foreign nationals from interfering in elections, that maybe it does make sense to condition the approval on not accepting donations from foreign nationals. So that's the part of the draft that I'm most interested in hearing from requesters on, and one that I was very reluctant to agree to because, again, I don't think it's necessarily within our jurisdiction to add conditions to AOs that aren't within our purview. Again, this one has a bit of a tenuous connection, but I wanted to make it clear that I would be willing to support draft C because my understanding is that it would get 4 votes. And is that understanding correct? And the reason I'm asking that is, I suppose it's possible, I don't know if requesters are in a hurry to get this answer. I just don't know the answer to that. To the extent that they are, if they would like to provide comment to us, letting us know if they're okay with draft C, we could certainly do that on tally vote. And that's the other reason I wanted to bring it up at the meeting today, so that they don't have to wait another 2 weeks if they don't want to. Happy to talk about it in 2 weeks, but if they'd like to do comments on C, we certainly can handle that on tally.
Mr. Vice Chairman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My thoughts are similar to those of Commissioner Hunter in the sense that as I said last time, my preferred approach was draft A. That doesn't have the requisite 4 votes. And I agree that when there's a possibility of finding an approach that all 4 of us can support, even if it's not the favorite approach by any of us, I still think that that's a worthwhile exercise to undertake in all aspects of commission activities, whether it's on the open meeting agenda, dealing with draft advisory opinions, regulations, or in the enforcement arena. So I've been glad to be involved in those discussions. I look forward to hearing what the comments are from the requester. If there are concerns that they have, look forward to hearing those and seeing how we might be able to accommodate those in coming up with a consensus approach. If they're fine with this, then perhaps we could even resolve this short of going to the next meeting. But like I said, I in this matter and on others, I do think that it's worthwhile to try to find the approach that's most likely to garner 4 votes.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Draft C, I just saw this morning, so I know that it's 90% of what it is from our conversations, but the draft, the paragraph that Commissioner Hunter mentioned is of interest and would be worth our talking about that. That wasn't in the previous draft that I had seen, but we are geared very strongly to make sure that we can do everything we can to develop security against foreign interception with any of our communications. And I think we find ourselves doing an extra measure of commitment to try and accomplish an agreement on something like this. And I'm sure we'll get it done, and probably by the end of the day. But I can see where that might be worthy of a little more conversation. that Commissioner Hunter had. And I've submitted a draft yesterday for circulation, but it didn't have that in it. And so it had some other thoughts in it as well. But like the rest of my colleagues, I'm ready to go with draft C, if even without change, based upon where we are now, if need be.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. I doubt very seriously if that sentence is going to be a problem for the requesters. I doubt if they were intending on taking foreign money, but since they are organized as a 501c4, theoretically they could, and that would be a very odd result if, in the interests of blocking foreign intervention in our elections, we allowed foreign money to fund operations that were going to be then effectively in-kinded to campaigns and party committees. But I don't anticipate that that's going to be problematic for them, but it is in keeping with the spirit of the rationale behind the AO. And again, I thank the vice chairman for his wordsmithing on that particular sentence. If we get comments in and everybody's happy with it and people want to vote on tally, I'm perfectly open to that as a way of moving forward. You know, we've talked about this, and I think that would be fine. And obviously, we would then make that result public, and the public would know about it as well. If there are no further comments on the AO that's not technically in front of us,